Well, we were traveling to Dubai in 2013, and the menu was chicken or mutton, and people were quite happy to choose mutton. It wasn't lamb, it was mutton. People were quite happy to say, "I'll have the mutton." And I thought, well, surely it's not a bad name because it's known as mutton in the Middle East. So, but these were people from Perth going across to Dubai, and they were quite happy to buy it. So it really set off a light bulb in my head that you know, it's not the name.
So how did you convince people that it was a good idea?
I was always pretty confident that with our genetics, we'd have a product that was suitable for selling the mutton. Been very difficult with the processors to understand what we're trying to do, but with our genetics, particularly with fat and muscle, we thought we'd have a fair chance of making a good product out of a supposedly low-grade product. We're very fortunate that we got in contact with the WA Food Ambassador, Don Hansey, and we sent him some product, and he really liked it, so he put us in contact with about 12 leading chefs in Perth, and then we sent them product, and the feedback's been tremendous.
How do you define mutton?
Well, mutton is anything really over 2 years of age. So for our program, we will only work with sheep that are 3 years and older. So we'll go from 3 to 7.5 to 8 years of age.
Mutton's often thought as being a bit tough. How are you selling it?
We hang it for between 14 and 21 days, so that enables the product to tenderise. And the great thing about mutton's got more flavour, so it's just a matter of matching that flavour with the tenderness. And the feedback, as I said, from the chefs has been just that. It's got the flavour and the tenderness, so that's the sort of stuff that they want to have.
How did you convince the abattoirs?
Look, we're very small, we're only doing 5 a week. The processors have been not dismissive, but they've been quite sceptical that we can actually do what we're doing. They've said it's mutton's just mutton, and it doesn't matter what you do with it, it'll still be mutton. And I don't think that's the case.
What's it like when you sit down at a restaurant in Perth and eat your own mutton?
It's brilliant. I mean, we went to a restaurant's opening night when we debuted, and it was one of the best feelings ever to see people ordering the mutton. People think mutton's not a good word, and I think mutton's not a bad word. It's just very poorly marketed. So, and these people were paying big money, $100 for a sit-down meal and eating our mutton. It's brilliant.
Dan Fisher, the executive chef of Print Hall, a Two Hat restaurant in Perth, says he hadn't ever cooked mutton before.
It was not something I've worked with before. It was something very different. It was an animal that is so old you kind of disregard and think that it's not going to be any good. But in the end, it was some of the best lamb I've eaten, or best sheep I've ever eaten.
And how is it different to preparing lamb?
Well, because of the age of it, its muscles are much stronger, so a much lower heat for a much longer time. So its neck and its shoulders and legs need to be cooked much slower.
And so what are some of the dishes you are preparing?
At the moment, it's just one. We're putting it with a cavolfiore puree, some sheep's milk yogurt, a grilled leek, and then just some garnish. So really simple, and the lamb doesn't need anything. We've been smoking it with some hay, so it's definitely taken on some really strong flavours, but the meat still doesn't disappear, so it's nice.
And how have some of your customers responded?
Really well, in the end. Like, the meat, it speaks for itself. You cut into the loin and it's soft as butter. So, it's been really well received and accepted. We've done it for a few different wine dinners and that kind of thing, and everyone's loved it, so.
Was there any trepidation at first?
No, I don't think so. I know, obviously, when you think of mutton, you think back your mum cooking a really bad family meal one day, but I think it's good to get rid of that misconception.
David Thompson says he will continue to slowly build on his mutton supply.
Oh, just trying to build numbers up, you know, if we can expand, but it's just baby steps. We've just got to make sure we have enough product to go to the next step. But surely the word will spread that mutton's a good product. But well-bred mutton and well-fed mutton and well-hung mutton